Another $300 billion for loans to small businesses. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Congressional Democrats and the Trump administration are reportedly close to an agreement to pour more money into the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the low-interest loans intended to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. The deal would reportedly add more than $300 billion to the program, which ran out of its initial $350 billion in funding last week. Meanwhile, Shake Shack is returning the $10 million that it got through that program. The burger chain is one of a number of not very small businesses that got aid before the money ran out, and that has caused a backlash. Marketplace's Nova Sappho joins me with more. Nova, how did Shake Shack and other big companies qualify for loans that were supposed to be for small businesses?
That's a question a lot of people are asking. So to qualify for the aid, a company needed to have fewer than 500 employees, but that was location specific. So 500 employees at any one location. Well, that certainly applies to restaurants, right? It applied to a number of other companies as well with hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. And on the restaurant side, Shake Shack was one, as you mentioned. Also, the Potbelly sandwich shop chain, the parent company for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, all qualified for multi-million-dollar loans. And that led some business owners to complain that they couldn't get aid before money ran out, but big companies did.
Now, Shake Shack is returning its $10 million loan. Did the company explain why it took the money in the first place and why it's giving it back?
Yes, Shake Shack's CEO and founder released a joint letter saying they applied for a loan because, frankly, they qualified and needed the money. They said the company is losing about $1.5 million a week right now, so they wanted to apply quickly. But they're returning the loan because they were able to raise funds elsewhere. They said they hope the loan can now go to other companies that can't independently raise capital. And I should point out that a small business lobby is now asking that for the next round of funding, Congress make sure half the money goes to businesses with 20 or fewer employees.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho. Thank you.
You're welcome.
One fact that is settling in for a lot of people is that when lockdowns end, it will not be business as usual. A vast majority of the population has not yet been exposed to coronavirus, and some kind of measures will still be needed to prevent or slow their exposure. It's not going to be business as usual. And markets, while markets are not the economy, they do reflect where investors see the economy going. So let's take a look. Joining me is Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
Given how protracted this recovery is going to be, is the market accurately valued?
Well, if we use analysts' expectations as a guide for where the market is, the market may be vulnerable to the news that we get during earnings season. So, for example, the analysts are expecting a really strong snapback from the decline that's priced in for earnings this year, next year. So really, it looks like a V-shape in earnings expectations, which differs from the expectations that we're seeing coming from economists.
So we are starting to get earnings reports. What are they telling you?
Well, we've gotten only a handful, and they have been worse than expected. Certainly, the financial sector has been getting hit. But the bulk of earnings lie ahead across all sectors. And we do expect not only news about current earnings, but the kind of recovery that businesses on the ground are expecting will inform expectations.
All right. Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you, as always.
My pleasure.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It has not escaped the Marketplace Morning Report that today is Monday, the 20th of April, as in 420, the day when some celebrate marijuana use and legalization. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, pandemic or no, the recreational marijuana industry is doing just fine.
I live in Oregon, one of 11 states where it's legal for adults to use recreational marijuana. In my neighborhood, most businesses are closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but there's a pot store that's open. A sign in the window says, curbside service preferred. Cannabis retailers are deemed essential here. It's the same in most states where recreational marijuana is legal. And sales have held up well, says Troy Dayton at the ArcView Market Research Group.
At the beginning of this, sort of mid-March, there was a huge spike in sales as people were panic buying. This was one of the products that they were stocking up on.
Cannabis sales are still up compared to last April in major markets like California, Washington, and Colorado. Christian Groh at investment firm Privateer Holdings says it's not surprising.
Cannabis, much like alcohol, has the potential to be a counter-cyclical product. You know, counter-cyclical businesses make products that actually see increased demand in times of economic distress.
The cannabis business is volatile. Last year, several high-profile startups saw their stock soar, then fall back down to earth. Again, Troy Dayton.
There was a bit of overvaluation happening. There was a bubble that kind of burst on it, not dissimilar to what we saw during the dot-com bubble.
Once the COVID-19 economic crisis is past, Eli McVeigh at Marijuana Business Daily predicts strong sales growth will continue.
We're seeing new consumers. You know, Gen Z is just now coming of age, you know, over 21.
The pandemic will delay legalization efforts in new markets like Missouri and New York. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.